This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Jake and Amir,
yes, sir.
Two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then 3 failed pilots, 2 rejected movie scripts. One last-ditch effort to try and stop their career from going to shit.
Segments.
Another podcast.
Segments.
Each app different from the last.
Yes.
This is Segments, the only podcast that reinvents itself every 8 to 12 minutes.
Ever changing, ever evolving, always adapting. That's Segments for you.
I have another surprise segment for you that I didn't tell you about.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Should we do it first?
We have to, because it is another mystery guest.
God damn it. God damn it.
I've invited the second mystery guest. The first mystery guest was your wife. You didn't get it.
Yes.
So close your eyes. I'm inviting a new mystery guest into the chat.
Okay.
I don't know if this person is as adept as Jill. So close your eyes.
Dave
as I invite them into the Zoom. And again, the name of the segment is Mystery Guest. This is Mystery Guest Part 2. I'm inviting somebody that we both know. That's the only stipulation. Okay. We both know this human.
Got it.
We don't know if it's a cousin of yours that I met once, somebody we worked with in an obscure setting, somebody like your wife.
My cousin Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have 20 yes or no questions to try to figure out the identity of this mystery guest.
Incredible. Can I open my eyes yet?
They've been admitted into the room. Great job again. Okay. All right. Okay. This is good. MG has entered the chat.
So, okay.
Again, camera off, audio off. You're going to ask them questions. This person has to respond yes or no.
And are they going to be using the chat or voice?
They will be using the chat, I believe. Mystery guest, can you confirm? Yes. Okay.
Why?
Chat.
Interesting.
Unless they're asking why. Why should I answer that question? All right. That one didn't count. You're at 0.
All right. Okay. Hello, Mystery Guest.
I love it already again.
Last time the mystery guest was my wife. Will you try to embarrass me by making it somebody I know very well? And
or is it
and
Jill again?
And yeah, that is the question. Let's do this. Mystery guest, do you love me?
Oh, that's a really good question. Wow. A lowercase y. That's nice.
That's good. All right.
Subjective 20 questions.
Yeah.
Is the love that you feel for me pure, or is it like a friendship love?
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. Mystery guest, have I seen you personally, physically, in person in the last month?
Another great question. You're already playing better than you did last round.
I have to. It was embarrassing last time. Jill and I had to get a trial separation. What? Yes. Okay.
Wow. Physically
seen. I have to ask, are you my wife? Mr. Guest, are you my wife?
That's a really good question.
No.
It's not, okay, it's not Jill. But that was not in play, and I did consider it, and I knew that you'd think about it, so I ultimately had to veto. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Guest, do you live in New York City?
Yes.
Yes.
Four questions down. Somebody you love, you've seen, not Jill, but lives in New York.
This is great. I barely see anybody. Mr. Guest, are we related?
Good question. Wow, you're zeroing in. This is much faster. Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Has to be Micah. It has to be Micah. Mr. Guest, are you Micah?
No.
No.
Not Micah.
You wouldn't have been able to, it's not, okay, we're related. Is it my sister Liza?
Liza, do we hear Liza, yes or no? No.
No, okay, we are related and you live in New York City and
seven
you're not
questions
my brother
deep.
Or sister. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Are you a cousin of mine, mystery guest?
That's a good question. Do your cousins love you? No.
Okay.
Eight questions deep now. You got 12 left.
You can't. Are we related by law?
Common or otherwise? Wait, I have to ask to clarify. What does that mean?
Like my sister-in-law.
I see. Like through marriage.
Or is it blood? Yeah. Are you basically on Jill's side of the family?
No. Not related through law.
You are related to me, and you live in New York City, and I've seen you. Now we're getting to that point where I get embarrassed, because I should know a member of my own family that lives in New York City.
Yes.
And I think I don't.
Is that legal?
Okay. Are you a member of my immediate family?
That's a really good question. And this is your 10th question. Yes.
Yes. You don't live in, mystery guest, you do not live in New York City. You said you're not Micah and you're not Eliza. And okay. I mean, and you're not my wife. Is it my daughter?
Is it
mystery
Gemma?
Guest, are you Gemma?
Yes.
Wow.
Let's see Gemma.
Wow.
Mystery Gemma.
You tried to get me.
Yes,
kiddo. You tried to get me. You absolutely
She's answering. She's absolutely
Was she typing?
Answering. She had
Were you
to.
Typing?
She
Beauty,
just typed
do you
no.
See me?
Were you typing?
Hey.
I'm your uncle.
Hey, little buckaroo.
She's concerned,
Can she see my
confused.
Face?
She's not she's slapping in excitement.
All right.
We have a few of us here. You guys did great.
Good answer. Hey, hello.
Hey,
welcome, everybody.
Too.
You guys did great. It's funny that it didn't dawn on you right away that you're related to Gemma, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that...
Leading through the entire conversation.
But you did get there eventually.
Well, I didn't think you would stoop so low as to have an infant... try to play this game.
A pawn in my game.
Yes. Gemma, you almost got me, you beauty.
Yes, Gemma. Jill sent me a very funny photo of Gemma looking very coy and sneaky in front of the computer 5 minutes ago.
Really? You have to send it to me next.
She looked very cheeky. Yes. Jill and I text a lot, so this was just a natural question.
I actually don't love that. Next time, yes, there's the smile. That's what I was waiting for. Next time you try to play mystery guest, I guess I'm just guessing Jill and Gemma right off the bat. What is she eating? Jillian, what is she eating?
Help. She's supposed to be vegan.
We were in the waiting room for a little while.
She had to have a snack.
She was famished. She was famished.
Gemma, you know how rude it is to eat on a Zoom? Nobody likes when you do that.
She did just throw the pear on the floor as you said that. All right.
She's
Good
a
job,
lady
everybody.
On the go.
Good job, everybody.
Especially Gemma.
Thank you, Gemma and Jill.
Yeah. Bye for now.
Love you guys. Oh my good God.
There is no length I wouldn't go to have Gemma on the show.
I know what gets the clicks. Your daughter will be the screen cap. Your daughter will be the thumbnail.
Her thumbs will be the thumbnail. All right, great job, Jake.
Thank you. Yeah, that one felt better.
Losers. All right, we can relax a little bit.
Phew, mystery guest over. I didn't totally embarrass myself. That was solid. I would have thought me and Gemma were related by law, but yeah, I guess she's from my loins.
Yeah, blood for sure. Blood for sure.
Okay, my turn to embarrass you. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, this one is dick pic or nah?
Yes.
We're gonna see if I can find my dick in a lineup.
This is actually a dick measuring contest. So I'm going to go need you to get a ruler, a yardstick, or some measuring tape, or a piece of twine that we'll mail in.
Or a cork of wine.
We should finally stoop so low that we just measure each other's dicks as a segment.
Did this ever come up in a Jake and Me video where it's like measuring dicks by jousting and whoever's dick touches the other person's body first has the longer dick?
Yeah, I think Jeff and Dave used to do that when they were kids.
Swashbuckling as a dick measuring contest.
It would have been a really good CH all-nighter sketch, I think.
Yeah, we'll save it for later.
Okay, this is a memory game.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. I found it online at a place called EnglishRoom.com. But basically, yeah, I'm gonna read a short story. Yeah, it's a short paragraph, a series of sentences to you.
Yeah,
and all that's gonna happen is when I'm done, you're gonna try to repeat back to me what I said
verbatim,
okay. And you can type it in the chat. I'll put it in. We'll get your score.
I have to type in this entire paragraph from memory. Okay. How's your memory in general? Is it better or worse than mine, do you think?
My short-term memory, and I think it might be similar for you, is actually very good. Like, I think from reading scripts, from improv, I was able to basically remember these sentences.
Uh-huh.
But my long-term memory is terrible. Tomorrow, I won't remember that we played this game.
Got it. That's more medium. Long term is like, would you remember who your fifth grade teacher's name was or something?
I guess I remember things that happened to me a long time ago, but I also, like, I couldn't tell you, you know, what I did last summer or something.
Yeah. Did you watch I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yeah, that's with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Is that right?
I think it's with Jennifer Love Hewitt. See, this is Jennifer the long-term Love memory. Hewitt. Yeah.
And it's not Nev Campbell because she's Scream, right?
I want to say
I think
Freddie
it's Sarah
Prince.
Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prince. It's Freddie Prince. It's all these. It's all this Brat Pack kids type thing.
It's melding
Freddie
together.
Prince. It's Ryan Felipe.
Yes, it's Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Oh, it might be Reese Witherspoon.
It's Sarah Michelle Gellar. Old Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Who's that other guy that says "I'll be right back"? He plays Shaggy.
Oh, Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard, yes, yeah. Matthew Lillard.
My personality is Matthew meets Damian Lillard.
You wish. You absolutely wish. All right, I'm going to repeat this to you up to three times.
Okay? Easy.
Three times.
Thank you. So, I'm going to close my eyes story so I'm number not one. Influenced by anything else.
Yeah. My name is Scott. I am 7 years old. This is my bag. I have two pens, three pencils, and one ruler. I am sitting on my chair in my classroom. There is a book on my desk. There is a wastebasket on the floor. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
I'll read it again.
Don't need to.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Type it back, and we'll plug it in and see what you got.
My name is Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 7 years old. Okay. I am sitting at my desk. I have a bag. Inside are two pens, three pencils, There's a ruler on my desk. Need I say more?
Okay. So that's what you're inputting.
That's right.
I'll go into guess for you.
Yeah.
Okay. You are missing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 words.
Okay, well, that's because you only read it once. You're supposed to read it three times.
Dingo. Shh.
He just coughed. He's giving me a hint.
He's trying to. Actually, you might have gotten a few more right because your typos in this chat.
Yeah. I mean, do you want me to... It's verbatim. It's not just the details.
Yeah, it's verbatim.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it again.
That's what makes it a memory game. No, yeah. I'll give you the next story.
We're done with this one. Okay. How did I do?
You failed the first one.
Okay.
You missed 9 words. Okay.
That's not that many. Okay. All right. Fine.
Yeah.
Maybe this today one I'll actually hear more than once. Which, by the way, was really fucked up of you to just admit.
Chose that. You tried to show off. You tried to show off. And you didn't do too bad. But you forgot that he was sitting near a wastebasket, didn't you, asshole?
Did not remember that part. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to build a picture in my mind, and you keep blabbering on about
the wastebasket on the floor. Okay. You didn't say shit about the wastebasket.
Okay.
Today, I am learning English. Our teacher tells us to stand up and make a circle. She says, put your ruler on your head. Then she says, put your eraser on your nose. Now point to the map on the wall. Sit down on your chair. Take out your pen and book. I'll read that again if you
don't need to.
Like. Don't need to? Yeah. All right, good. Go ahead.
Now this one I'll hear again because it was slightly more details.
Today I am learning English.
Yeah.
Don't repeat it back to me. Don't interrupt. Our teacher tells us to stand up and make
a
circle.
Yeah.
She says, put your ruler on your head. We're seeing if active listening works.
Yeah.
Then she says, put your eraser on your nose. Now point to the map on the wall. Sit down on your chair. Take out your pen and book. Okay. Do you want to hear it one more time or do you want to go for it?
Of course I want to hear it again because you're fucking nitpicking every freaking word. Today, I know the gist.
I am learning English.
Okay.
Our teacher tells us to stand up and make a circle. She says, put your ruler on your head. Then she says, put your eraser on your nose. Now point to the map on the wall. Sit down on your chair. Take out your pen and book.
Okay, today I am learning English. Easy.
Yes?
My teacher tells us to stand up and get in a circle. Put your ruler on your head. Then she says, put your ruler on your head, put your eraser on your nose, point to the map, then sit in your chair and take out your pen and book. Which
very
sort of nailed.
Good.
Yeah.
You did sort of nail it.
I got the gist. I'm an improviser / comedian, so I can't stick to the script verbatim, but I'll hit all the beats. It's fine for
an
audition.
Good. That was not fully correct, but it was good.
It was the general gist, to be sure.
It was the general gist of the general.
Yes.
Okay.
What about a shirt that
this
says
one's
general
short.
Gist?
Oh, that's good. That would be a good companion to general cleanliness.
Oh, yeah. I guess we did have a shirt that said that. Okay. I didn't realize
that. Today, I am learning art. I take out my book. My teacher says, draw a picture of an orange sun. Next, draw a blue house and a black tree. I put away my book. I am hungry, so I eat a green apple and a red ant.
No, you added that last part.
I did not. I did absolutely not. And it's erased the rest of the... It sounds like a poem, right?
Yeah,
that's just a poem
that I
wrote.
Did you write that one? Can I guess that you wrote it? Ha'un sits in a red circle.
Ha'un sits and eats a red ant.
This one's annoying because everything is a fucking weird color. Okay, let's hear it again.
Today I am learning art. I take out my book. My teacher says, draw a picture of an orange sun. Next, draw a blue house and a black tree. I put away my book. I am hungry, so I eat a green apple and a red ant.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Today I am learning art. My teacher tells me.
What do you do before your teacher says anything?
Today I am learning art. I'm really focused on the fucking colors of the nouns.
So well, you're not going to be able to draw
my
shit.
My teacher tells me to sit down.
No, you take out your book.
That's what I said. Tells me to take out
no,
my book.
No, you said today I'm learning art.
Yeah.
Then you said my teacher.
Oh, I just take out my book apropos of nothing?
You say today I'm learning art. I take out my book.
My teacher tells me to draw an orange sun, a blue house,
an sun.
And a black tree.
Yes.
I close my book.
Put away my book.
I am hungry. I eat a green apple. And yeah, with a side of a red ant.
Bravo.
And can I have a side of a red ant? Do you guys have red ants?
Let's just eat the one ant. I mean, I already had an apple, a green apple, as it were.
How about this? Close your eyes and see if you can remember the first story you told me. I typed it out. Because now that it's been three stories, that first one is long gone for me. But you, I don't know, read it. Maybe it's a little, in your memory a little more than mine. Like, I literally couldn't even tell you what it's about.
Yeah.
It was such short-term memory.
To school. Yeah. He's like, oh, my name is Scott.
Nice.
Today I am in class.
Now, how old is he?
Oh, my name is Scott. I'm 68 years old.
Close. Seven.
Yes, I'm 7 years old.
Okay.
I am in the classroom.
He's sitting at his desk and he has a bag. But what's inside?
I have my bag. Inside, I have a notebook and a pen.
Nope. Two pens and one pen.
Oh, I have a ruler. I have two pens, a ruler, and one. No, three pencils, two pens, and one ruler.
That's correct.
There is a waste basket. There is a waste basket on the floor.
That's the part I forgot.
For breakfast, I had a red ant.
I'm famished. I'm start scavenging for ants. I can't find not one ant to satiate my ant appetite. Did I ever tell you did we ever discuss that book that I read called Moonwalking with Einstein? I don't read a lot of books, but it's about this guy, Jonathan Safran Foer's brother. Talking about memory, I really remember this book very well. It's a guy who covered the U.S. memory competition, or maybe international memory competition. And he got so into it that he's like, I think I can learn how to do this. My memory is not great, but there's enough tips and tricks. And then like within a few years, won it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like all the, I think you did tell me about this. This is like the memory palace stuff, right?
Exactly. You can memorize a deck of cards in like under a minute or two by like assigning each one an action, an object, and like a person. So like a three of clubs and a four of hearts and a 10 of diamonds is actually like, you're in your house and Michael Jackson is dribbling a cake. And like, that's a lot easier to remember than the three cards. And then the next three cards are like, I go to my bedroom and what do I see? Albert Einstein butt fucking a frog. And that means three more cards.
Nice.
So there are ways for me to improve.
I mean, that sounds awesome. I don't even need to do the deck. I'll just think about that Einstein bestiality.
The two takeaways that I still use / have are, one, when you meet somebody, like they tell you their name, but like it's in one ear, out the other if they're just
always,
like Greg.
Yeah.
So what you can do is like when they say, hey, my name is Greg, you imagine Greg Maddox either fucking or killing that person. And that creates like a hook in your brain. That's like, oh, when I see this guy, I imagine Greg Maddox slitting his throat. Mm. And I'll never forget Greg from that.
That's cool.
The second thing is they showed a class of like kids, like 50 images in a row. And then kind of like this, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to 50. And they're like, all right, how many of them can you remember? And they're like, you showed it to me too fast. I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 10. And then they're like, all right, here's 50 more pictures. Some of them you've seen in the 50 that we showed you, and some of them are brand new. And they could pretty much get 100% recall of if it was new or old. So wow. Just because you can't like recall it from scratch doesn't mean that you don't remember it. It is still somewhere in your brain at like nearly 100% retention.
So it's just about access.
Yeah. Like if I said, name your, like tomorrow, I'm like, name that story. You're like, I have no fucking clue. I'm like, okay, here's the story that it was. And here's the story that it wasn't. You're like, oh, it's definitely the one about Scott. It's not like the one about a caterpillar or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So the memory is there.
Wow. You just have to access it in weird, different, unique ways.
That's cool. We should make a biohacking segment.
Oh, interesting. Huberman style.
Yeah. Basic, like a Limitless-esque type podcast. That's baked cool. in here.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to do a fake Huberman style podcast. Maybe I can do a segment like that.
Right.
See if I can.
Foberman.
Yeah. A Bloomerman lab.
Bloomerman gab.
It's about making, I don't know, your ears bigger or some shit.
It's perfect.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's that's a non-movement good. That's movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's fitness, more of a fitness nah. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% ooh, off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most saving of it yours. The average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again,
That's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Assholes!
All right, we're back. I think we should play a game we've played before, but is easily repeatable and easily bettable, so we can win or lose some cash again.
Great. Love it. It's been a long time since I've lost cash on this show.
The origin of the game is kind of murky.
Guess for cash.
Origin of this game is kind of murky, but I believe I invented it, so I'm going to run with it.
Okay.
And it's the Who's 58 Years Old game.
Oh, nice. I would give you credit for that.
I have a not so vague recollection of me coming up with it at College Humor, and then we turned it into a game show, and we've played it a bunch, including during some live shows.
Yes.
I accidentally searched Who's 58, and I saw a bunch of celebrities, so we're going to have to choose a different age. Let's say something in between 40 and 60, and we'll alternate. First one to get it wins $50, Venmo from the other one.
Okay. Let's say 55.
Interesting. Okay. Do you want to start or should I?
I'll start because I think Paul Rudd is 55.
How old is Paul Rudd? He's 54.
All right.
If we were playing this game in April, you would have won.
Yeah. What's the ante? How about it costs you $5 every time you guess?
I was going to say $50 to the person who gets it right first. But you want to say, is if we keep getting it wrong, the pot builds? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So right now we're at $5.
Right.
So I don't want to get it right yet. That's only $5. So I'll say someone I'm not really sure is 55. Jason Statham.
Oh.
How cool is that?
I think he's 49.
Really?
I do think that.
Oh my God, he's 56. We are circling the wagon. Wow. There is some sort of weird phenomenon that, like, whatever number you guess, you'll get like 54 or 56 like two or three times before nailing it.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
Keanu Reeves is older than that, I think.
Is that your guess?
No.
Is that your official? You know, by the way, we're up to a $10 pot here.
Let's go ahead and say, yeah, it is.
Lock it in.
Freaking Reeves.
How old did you think he was when you said he's not 55? He's actually.
I thought he was almost. 60.
Like yeah, he's 59. Yeah, he's 59.
Really? All right.
Yeah. All right. Nice guess, though. That was really good.
You got the age she wasn't.
Well, now the pot's at 20. I wanted it to build. I wanted it to build. Go ahead. Make your
good,
guess.
Good, I will. Because it's Jennifer Aniston.
I was going to say I didn't think you were going to guess a woman because you were sexist. But Jennifer
Aniston. I actually
was. Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston turns 55 in 2 months. She's 54.9 right now.
Damn. And you know who's going to be helping her celebrate? One Lisa freaking Kudrow. She's going to say, hey, Jen, congrats. You're 55 now, like me.
Wow, Lisa Kudrow is 60.
Fuck.
So that's your third guess. I have two. So this is $25 in the pot right now.
Right.
Kudrow is 60. Holy smokes. All right. I'm thinking about late 90s celebs that, mm-hmm. you know, were in their 30s 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it just feels right / automatic. And like, I don't know, in a way that I'm like, yeah, for whatever mm-hmm. reason, this is awesome to think that David Spade is 55.
And you're way off. You're way off.
He's also
you're
59.
All the way yeah. off.
That's a $30 pot right now. Way too old.
Way
you guess Kudrow
too
who's 60.
Old.
Kudrow is 60. Yeah. That's currently
well,
the
only,
worst
that
guess.
Was a strategic guess because Aniston was so close. So I went to a different friend.
Right.
Okay. It was right. it was strategy. There was strategy there. I thought mm-hmm. that was a freebie buffet. Okay.
<That's good>. Let's
go ahead and say Steve freaking Carell. Yeah, Steve Carell. Why not?
I'll tell you why not. Because we have a new winner for worst pick. He's 61.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. That's yeah. seven incorrect guesses. The pot is now $35 as the tension mounts. And it mounts, actually, because you're not guessing the perfect guess.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. What is
sure.
it?
I know what it is. Do you know what it is? Cool.
I have a good guess for the next one, yeah.
Really?
I have a really good one.
I have an amazing one, actually.
Let's hear it.
Michelle Obama.
That is really good. That is a good guess. That's a good guess.
She is our third 59, so we keep being 4 years off.
It's a good guess, but it's not a great
$40
guess.
Pot.
Joe fucking Biden, bitch.
He's 99.
How about if we hit you with a taste of your own medicine, basketballing's own Michael Jordan?
Yeah, I think he's like 60 or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's 55.
Yeah, he's 60.
Is he? Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's almost Michelle Obama's age.
Of course. Although, if we're in the fucking zone of sports, how about we hit a dinger and we touch them all with baseball's own Big Mac? Steroid-loving, base-running, big boy from Oakland, Bash brother, Mark McGwire. Who says
Mark
no?
Mark McGwire himself. Mark McGwire down to the wire.
He's 60. He is
yeah,
60.
We
okay.
have to get off
That's
this.
10 wrong
Yeah, we're
guesses.
Going way too old.
Try to miss young.
Kudrow threw
Try
us off.
Try to miss young. Aniston was 54, okay. and that's the youngest we've gone.
And I don't think she was the youngest friend. I think the youngest friend was Ross. Or maybe it was Matthew Perry, RIP.
This would okay. be for $50 right here.
I don't know, man. I'm drawing a blank. A Matt LeBlanc.
A Matthew LeBlanc. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I really am drawing a Matthew LeBlanc with the McGwire home run.
LeBlanc turned 56 in July.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. We're off TV. We're off sports. There's another. I even guessed a politician. That didn't work out for me. Mm-hmm. But there's a sweet spot here, and it's called films.
Oh,
films.
Okay, films. I see.
Star of movie and screen. Mm-hmm.
Imagine a guy who's so cool and new, but also kind of old. I think this guest will be, all right, all right, all right.
McConaughey.
McConaughey works too. I was going to say fucking young Sheldon.
Show me young Sheldon. Bazinga.
Right off the bat, does Matthew McConaughey feel right to you? Are you afraid of that guess?
I've been afraid of all of the guesses. It doesn't feel right to me. I'm thinking 53.
Okay. And by the way, this will be very poetic because this is for $55. This is our 12th guess.
All right, now I'm actually afraid. Yeah, now I think it is probably right.
Matthew McConaughey.
By the way, if I just think it's right, then I'm also kind of right. Like, that's a really good guess. Like, that means that I'm pretty smart too if it hits.
McConaughey's 54. We're up to a $60 pot.
How about his best buddy, Woody Harrelson?
I would think he's older. But
maybe 1 year older.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe 8 years older. He's 62. You're absolutely the new leader for worst guess.
We're up to $60.
12. 60. We're over 12. Here comes guess lucky number 13. I've been circling the wagons.
I have a really good one, by the way. I have a really good one. If you want to skip, I can go.
How about we skip? I'll skip, but then if you get the next one wrong, I win the boat.
No.
We're basically throwing half quarters up. Okay, I can get to 55. We got Matthew McConaughey in the zone. What about a singer? A singer's a good idea.
Yeah, a singer or a songstress.
Yeah. Ricky Martin? Is Ricky Martin 55?
It's a really good guess.
He's 51, our youngest guess.
I was bluffing your ass. I thought that was a terrible guess. I'm surprised he's in his 50s. I would have guessed 45.
He looks great. He looks great.
But that's part of the game. You have to say that's a good guess when it's a bad guess. Because
we're up to
that
60.
Encourages someone to lock it in.
65 or so.
Mike Myers.
I believe he's older, but I'll take a look.
No. Wait, then. I have a different one.
Mike Myers. How old is Mike Myers?
He's 65.
He's 60. Yeah, he's 60. Hey, my guess is Macklemore for $70.
What?
Shit, he's 29. No, all right. I think for 70, I'm honestly losing fucking track here. This is crazy. I guess I have every even guess. So somewhere in the mix, we lost it. It was like 5, 10. So I think this is 70. This is for 70 bucks.
Yeah, sounds right.
Who's a fucking 55-year-old bad at it?
Yeah. All you need to do is think of a 55-year-old.
Yeah.
Who's 50 fucking 5 and why?
Ooh, I got a pretty interesting one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Feels right. It actually feels really right.
Okay.
Snoop Doggy.
I was going to guess Dr. Dre next. Okay.
Really?
Let's see.
He's 52.
Then I won't guess Dr. Dre.
I feel like we've gotten every 50 except for 55.
I actually do think it could be Dr. Dre, but I'm just going to go ahead and do Adam Sandler because we're
really
around this
guess.
SNL thing,
yeah,
and he's a little bit younger.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's a really good guess, actually.
Yeah.
That's Let's go ahead like and say 70 bucks.
The Sandman, 75.
He's 57. I'm still alive.
Fuck. Damn it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You guessed. Remind me of your 14 guesses so far, just so I'm in the
memory
midst.
Games.
Yeah. Okay. How about this?
Sandman's
love interest in a few films, Drew Barrymore.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
She's probably a little younger.
I think she's
going to
be younger. I think she's going to be younger.
She's 48. Good on her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very young. That's actually a terrible guess.
That's a Woody Harrelson-esque 7 years off guess.
Yeah.
It's almost the worst guess. That's
almost
insane.
Almost.
Let's go ahead and say Dr. Dre.
I think nothing, this is for $80.
Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement, Marshall Mathers style.
He's 58.
God damn it. God fucking damn it. God damn it.
I think this is for $85. I honestly, this is getting out of hand. We really have to fucking get this at this point.
Yeah, we have to. We
it's
have to. 55. Finish this game.
It's not that hard. It's Matthew McConaughey esque. It's Jennifer Aniston esque.
Esque.
How old is Aunt Becky, aka Lori Loughlin?
She's gonna be older, but go ahead and lock that in. Lock that in, buddy.
She's 59.
Yeah, I thought so.
She's 59. So. I mean,
she's 59.
Of course, what she's this for $8.90 at this point.
We're out of the window of all of our people. Like, you're trying to think of somebody that's like just after Friends, you know?
Yeah, like, or around McConaughey.
Yeah,
but that's what you did with Woody. He was too older.
I think I got one. Then
all right, but you go
let's
first.
If we're Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson. Starring.
Yeah, Kate Hudson.
Late McConaughey's love interest in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
That's
you think
correct.
Was older than McConaughey?
Or the same age. I think she was exactly the same age.
I think this is in play for worst guess.
Okay, then
I think she's like 39. All right,
no
Kate
way,
Hudson
39.
Is 44.
Okay.
55. How dare you? Do you not know how Hollywood works?
I really do.
Actually, let's just stop right now.
How old was Barrymore?
I'm sick to my
fucking stomach.
Don't embarrass
me.
It doesn't matter how old Barrymore was, because Kate Hudson was 44. You were 11 years off.
Go ahead.
And this is for $85, and this is from way downtown, because I do know, in fact, that this lady, this lovely lady, actually, is 55. And my God, she looks great. And give it up for Selma Hayek.
Isn't she lovely? Way older.
57.
Way older.
Yeah, 57. Yeah.
Way older.
Yeah, you guessed Kate Hudson, so I don't actually hear any insults. All right, for $90 at this point, Jake. And I know sometimes we don't pay each other. I think we have to make a deal right now that the loser does actually pay at this point. This is too much money
to pay.
This is too much money. We've each guessed wrong 9 times.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten 1 out of 18 correct.
Okay. So let's think about other, you know, Friends had a lot of guest stars on it. So that's kind of an interesting
informant. One of them was Paul Rudd, your first guest, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, Paul Rudd was my first guest. Paul Rudd is,
that's a good,
really
I'm going to go back. Have
guest.
We played long enough that you can guess again and it
is
would
he
be
55
true?
Now?
Has he turned it yet?
Okay. And Michael Jordan's 60.
Yes.
So that one's
right
obviously,
off the table.
Yeah, not happening. Brett Favre, that's interesting.
I love the Favre. I love going football with this. Yeah, Favre is in play, but I don't know if you want to go all the way with Favre.
Yeah, how Favre can you go?
How far can you get?
He retired at 40, and I feel like that was 15-ish years ago.
It was around then, yeah. And it was around 40. You know he'll be around 55.
Yeah, so it won't be as embarrassing a guess as Kate Hudson, but I really want to feel I want to feel amazing about my guess.
I got a really good guess, actually. Permission to steal?
No way. A Carson Daly level.
That's
guess. Good. That's what I'm.
Imagine sitting next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst as your two guesses.
Yeah, Fred Durst is also not that bad.
By the way, if you get it right, do I get a chance to match and? Matt, like a retribution shot?
Yeah.
He technically
I think
got
you,
one
I think
more
you
guess.
Should.
Okay, great.
All right, let's go ahead and say Favre. Let's say Favre.
Okay.
I'll just say Brett Favre.
Brett frickin' Favre. Oh, my Lord, he's 54. He's 54.
He was going 55 and a 54.
I'm going to go with Ben Stiller, just because that feels perfect. Stiller just...
There's something about Stiller that just feels right.
There's something about Mary Starr, Brett Favre, reminded me of Ben Stiller that feels perfect. This is for $95.
Really, yep.
Older?
He's 58.
Thought so.
He's 58, and it says, did you mean, people also searched for, and it gave a 55 away, which I won't look. I won't tell you or use, so just know that I could have cheated, but I won't.
Jason fucking Tatum.
Oh my God, the 25-year-old Boston Celtic.
JK, Jason Bateman.
That's pretty
Jason
good.
Jason Bateman.
That's really
Jason
good.
Jason
I'm scared. Bateman. This is for $100.
Can he win me $100? Come
I'm
on,
I'm really
Bateman.
Scared of this. He's 54. He God turns 55 in January. My God, that's a good guess.
So close.
We're up to $105.
Uh-huh.
You've guessed wrong 11 times, me 10. This is, the pot is fucking, the crock pot is boiling over. This is a pressure cooker. I can't, now losing this money will actually hurt. I don't want to Venmo you $100+. For what?
That's right.
It's a lot of cash.
That's right.
And because you went first, I can just fucking end the game right here.
But oh, you wouldn't even let me match.
Don't have to. 11 guesses each. You were 0 for 11, and I will be 1 for 11. But all my fucking good guesses are gone.
I feel like
you
win, I should get to match.
I wanted McConaughey. I didn't get either. What's in that zone? Late 90s, early 2000, fucking... What about... new HeadGum podcaster David Cross? It's in play.
It's in play.
I'll go David Cross. $59. We're up to $110. Yeah.
I feel like you're messing with me. Deborah messing.
That's really good.
That's right.
She's way older than 55, but that's a really good guess.
Really?
It's a really good guess for me because she's not 55. Yeah.
Okay. Way older. How old could she be?
She's 55.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Okay. That's fine. Goodness. That's fine.
Oh, my God.
I just got to nail it.
I'm so happy.
I just got to get it right here. I just
that's a lot of money.
That's 110. 110. Wow. That I won't be
that's
paying
good
you.
Cash.
That I won't be paying you.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really won't be. Because I got somebody who probably is not only 55, but is so exactly 55. It's right in the middle.
Yeah.
Or
let's see.
It's like they just turned 55, which is also really, really exact.
Really
like this,
good.
Today's their 55th birthday.
If that is the case, then I'll Venmo you the full amount.
I really have to think.
Okay.
There's a lot riding on this.
I feel like we should institute a time limit. Let's say 10 seconds.
Yeah, 10 seconds feels right. Just tell me when you want to start.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Charles Barkley.
It's not bad.
It is bad. Michael Jordan, 16, is roughly as old as Charles Barkley. Mm-hmm. Barkley, 60. Yeah, that was bad.
Okay.
You
wow. You have to be Deborah messing with me. That was... clutch.
It wasn't as good as Freebie Buffet, but it was... better because she actually is 55. My God. Right. 55.
Wow.
I'd love to see. Yeah. Should we just look up who's 55? All these people we missed.
Like, I wonder if Will Arnett is. That was a possible guess for me.
Will Smith right off the bat.
Ellen DeGeneres. How old is she?
You know? Will Smith, Hugh Jackman, Jamie Foxx, Daniel Craig. All these people we could have guessed. Owen Wilson, they showed me.
Oh.
Guy Fieri. Fuck.
Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed Guy Fieri. He has a tough age to pin down.
Let me pay you back in installments. I don't have the
Klarna style.
I need to do 3 easy payments of 35 with interest. I'll give you interest.
With an obscene interest rate. I'm okay with that.
Can I pay you $200 in a year? Do you want $110 right now, or can I give you $250 in 2 years?
In 2 years. Ohtani style. You can give me $2 this year. And then $168 million
in 2039. God damn it.
Good work. Good job.
Thanks, man.
Good fight. Thanks, good segments man. Today. I think we did good. I think this was a good one.
Yeah. That was awesome.
We only got to three, but they're all hits. What are you going to say?
Yeah, I enjoyed myself.
For more of us we'll waxing and waning philosophical, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're writing Jake and Amir's. We're watching Jake and Amir's. It's a whole diversified portfolio over there now.
Incredible.
And it's this might be coming out on or around Christmas. So what a better last minute Christmas gift. I got you something. Fuck. Patreon password.
Here's a login. The password is I love you.
Thought about this good for a long at least time. 1 month, maybe two, depending on how things go.
Yeah.
All right, and we'll be back for this here podcast segments, aka Segmania, next week.
Segments.
Bye, everybody.
Adios.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.